Meet the trumpeter Jacques Cubas-Séguin. His name may be unfamiliar in the U.S., but here in Montreal during Jazz Fest, he's the toast of the town. This summer marks the fifth consecutive appearance for the composer.
I think the great strength of Montreal is its multi-ethnicity. And going from club to one club to the next, playing with different ensembles, you get a chance to play so many different styles. And I feel that in jazz, all my influences can come together. So I guess I'm the result of this city somehow. That's how I see it.
Born to a Polish mother and a Quebecois father, Jacques is the product of both cultures.
Of course, I always listen to American music, American jazz, and very inspired by it. But at the same time, I always try to do it in my own way. For me, music, some way, is like speaking with an accent. I speak with a French accent, but it's always the same language, and I see music in the same way.
On today's show, we'll put a spotlight on Jacques and hear his accent in jazz. We'll begin today with Étude des Lueurs, that's Study in Shadows. It's a combination of jazz and classical music.
Because it's four movements, and the symphony often there's four movements, I try to get inspired by this form and actually put the strings in the foreground and at some point, and also the ensemble, so we really feel this kind of musical discussion between the two. But my goal was to write this music that would put those two styles together.
Here's movement 4 of the suite.
Thank you.
Études d'Éluard by trumpeter Jacques Cuba Séguin and his quartet, with Frédéric Allary on double bass, Jonathan Kerr on piano, and Jim Doxis on drums, and also featuring the Bozzini String Quartet. I'm Sarah Gilletti. Today we're checking out Canadian trumpeter and composer Jacques Cuba Séguin at the Montreal International Jazz Fest. They say performing solo in jazz can be a high wire act. Well, what if I said that Jacques actually played trumpet on a high wire?
I toured for 2 years with Cirque du Soleil.
It was for their Delirium show. Unlike most other Cirque du Soleil shows, where the musicians are out of sight, in Delirium, the musicians are actually part of the act, included with the other performers on stage.
I did 150 cities around the world. And we went all around the United States. I've been literally everywhere in the United States. And I was flying in the arena, and I was playing solos, and that was my big feature. So I became the only aerial jazz trumpet player.
Imagine Jacques suspended in the air, playing at New York's Madison Square Garden.
They say in the United States, you have to think big, you know? It just happened that way. That's where I played, and it was 2 days, and it was great, you know? I played there at the Garden, you know?
And now we bring you the world's only aerial jazz trumpet player right here on the checkout from WBGO. This is his composition, Magda's Tango. Thank you. Magda's Tango from Jacques Cuba-Séguin's Litania Project with the Bozzini String Quartet. Today we're profiling the trumpeter and composer from the Montreal International Jazz Fest. After spending time with Jacques and listening to his music, I couldn't help but wonder how a guy who seems so happy and laughs all the time could write such dark music.
That's being Slavic, you know? Slavic people are dark, like they always, you can feel that, you know, the tomorrow is war. No, but at the same time, there's happiness. And sometimes even a friend of mine told me that my minor chords sound more happy than my major chords. So I don't know what to say. I was always influenced by Tomasz Stanko.
Tomasz Stanko is the celebrated European trumpeter. Like Jacques, Stanko is also Polish.
Tomasz has this like very kind of soft and round sound, and I'm inspired by that.
Jacques is also inspired by another lesser known Polish jazzman, saxophonist Janusz Muniak. Muniak was one of the pioneers of the free jazz movement in Europe. He was also an integral part of Poland's local jazz scene. He owned and operated an important jazz club in Krakow, where Jacques actually played.
He was one of those pillars, I guess, you know, for me, Janusz Muniak was, because he went through communism, went through all that, and we're in a country where it wasn't welcomed, you know, because it was individualistic music, it was the music from the West and all that, and those guys to find American records was really hard, and they had to really love this music to actually keep on doing it. So I have a lot of respect for the olds.
Muniak passed away last year at the age of 74. This is Jacques' tribute to Janusz Muniak. Drakobraz dla Muniaka. For the checkout, I'm Sarah Gilletti from the Montreal International Jazz Fest.
On the new record, I have Krajobraz dla Muniaka, which means a landscape for Muniak.